As I approach my 25th anniversary, what is it that I'm appreciative of, or what am I grateful for? I'm just grateful for 25 years of experiences and service to the people of God, really. And just finding that in these 25 years, it's a sense of we're all on this faith journey together. When I'm talking to couples who are celebrating their silver or golden wedding jubilees, I'll ask them, I'll say, I'll bet it feels like yesterday, or maybe the day before yesterday. And they'll nod their heads and they'll say, yes, they find it hard to believe that it's 25 years or 50 years, you know, some sort of a jubilee event. And for myself, I really have to admit it feels like yesterday, or maybe the day before yesterday, all right? But I blink and I just realize all that I've been through over these past 25 years in terms of assignments, ministry, people that I've met, opportunities that I've experienced, there's been so much, and yet it just seems like it's been in the blink of an eye, really.
Right. So how was it for you to work as a Catholic priest in Tennessee?
Yeah, I mean, growing up in New York, I really lived in a neighborhood that was almost a Catholic enclave, but there was also a very sizable Jewish community living in the neighborhood as well. So that was my experience, really, of religions, all right? But then when I got to Tennessee, and many years on, I finally had a realization of how the paradigm had shifted and for Catholics to be the minority. And in that opportunity, people were curious because, you know, they'd run into a Catholic priest and they hadn't seen one, or they didn't know anything about Catholics or Catholicism. So it was a chance just to talk to people and to evangelize in some way, you know, one-on-one, you know, through normal encounters, everyday experiences, things like that.
Do you have a favorite aspect, like a specific mission?
It's preaching. It's just, I love to preach. It's just a wonderful opportunity to try to connect with the people and bring the gospel message to them in a way where they can really find themselves taking it with them into the week ahead and encouraging them really in their faith journey, that what they're doing is really helping God continue the construction of the kingdom, building the kingdom, as we might say.
What are the talents that you think you're using in your ministry?
I try to be approachable to people and really just to listen to what they have to say, to try to reassure them, making them come to an appreciation or an understanding that whatever it is they're experiencing, it's not an isolated experience. It's something that's being done with a faith community at large. It's being done as part of God's experience here in the world. I find the priesthood to be very personally rewarding and fulfilling for myself. It gives me an opportunity to really journey with other people. And also, it's very much in keeping with an invitation that God has handed to me to help him in some special way. If I could use an image that might be appropriate here, here in this archdiocese, they have the famous tapestries at the cathedral. And I remember the first time I saw them, it was then that it hit me about this is what we're all called to, really, by virtue of the priesthood of our baptism, that we are all journeying together. And some people are very notable, but a lot of people are just those faces that you see in those tapestries journeying to the kingdom. And I'm trying to help them and shepherd them along the way as we go towards the kingdom. And I'm living with the hope and prayer that God will allow me more years to continue doing this.